This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is out with its first Florida orange forecast for the coming growing season. It's going to be a good one, about 3% more fruit than a year earlier. And prices are still high, so there are profits to be had. We've got an orange grower we talk to from time to time. His name is Mark Wheeler. He helps run the family operation down near Lake Placid, Florida. Mr. Wheeler, good to talk to you again.
It's good to be here. Appreciate it.
We had you on a year and a half or so ago. Rising orange juice prices. You were a little worried consumers were going to pick something else off the store shelves. How's business?
Well, we're still battling the greening disease that we're challenged with here.
That citrus blight, I guess it is.
Yeah, and it's been problematic, and it's pretty much spread throughout the entire industry now. So, unlike the last time we talked, we are seeing elevated fruit prices, but at the grower level, our production's been diminished per acre by the impacts of this disease, and it's all dependent on a grower-by-grower situation and how impacted they are by the disease. I mean, a grower who's producing 300 to 400 boxes per acre is doing okay, doing well. But a grower who's producing 200 boxes an acre is struggling to stay in business. So it's, and there's a lot of folks in that boat. So it's kind of varying impact throughout the industry.
Well, so how's the Wheeler Family Farms doing? How many boxes per acre do you guys get?
Well, it's we have some stuff up in the northern tier, up closer to Orlando.
Yeah.
It still does pretty well, you know, 400 to 450 boxes an acre. But we do have some stuff on the lower east coast in southern Brevard County. That's down to 150 to 200 boxes an acre. And we've actually had to identify some blocks over there that we've actually just walked away from. You know, just
wow, really?
Yeah.
Do you? What do you do? Do you lease those trees, and then when you walk away from them, you just let the lease expire and you're all done, or do you own the land?
No. I mean, it's and when I say walk away, there's different you know, varying degrees to that. In some cases, folks just walk away altogether and don't do anything. You know, we may cut back on sprays or fertilizer program or whatnot, and just. And then it's just kind of a vicious cycle because obviously the fruit has more issues if you don't have it on a full-scale production program. But the reality is that even if you did, you wouldn't get enough production to cover the cost to justify the expense.
Not to get too far down in the weeds here, but what do you get for, I don't even know how you sell it, what do you get for a box of oranges?
Well, it's we sell by the mechanism that's called a pound solids per box. And it's basically the juice that can be extracted from the oranges in that box measurement. And to kind of, you know, give you a comparison, when I first got into the industry in the mid-90s, you know, we were thrilled to get, you know, 80 cents a pound solid for our early oranges and, you know, 95 cents a pound solid for our late-season Valencias. And now this past season, you know, we saw prices around $2 a pound solid level. Now, that's obviously a considerable increase, but over the same time, our production costs have skyrocketed. And as I mentioned earlier, you can make really good money if you still have good production, and you can be going broke if you don't.
Mr. Wheeler, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Oh, glad to do it. Thanks for having me.